Hi, Healing Streams family. Welcome back to our podcast. And if this is your very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Healing Streams podcast where we talk about faith, healing, discovery, identity, hope, and love. My name is Akibode Victoria Adiragbemi. And on today's episode, which is our very last episode in this season, we'll be talking about you are worth it. You know, have you ever been in a situation where people begin to question why you create so much time or you invest so much time into developing yourself, into building your self-esteem, and you know, they begin to ask questions, why do you really need to do what you are doing now? And they see no need why you need to invest so much or to desire something great for yourself, because they feel like there is nothing so big about you, there is nothing so great about you. Or have you tried to, like, in the world, like, I mean in Africa now, you know, investing in children's education, especially the girls, they feel like, why do I need to, in some part of Nigeria and also in Africa, they feel like, why do you need to invest in the education of a girl child when at the end of the day she ends up in her kitchen? That's very funny. That's a very, 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 very funny mindset. Or people begin to ask you, why do you even need to do this? Why do you need to share your story? Why do you need to find purpose, to find true worth in yourself? Why do you need to find yourself? Why do you need to keep loving yourself, like self-love, and keep appreciating yourself? And people begin to, like, say things that will demoralize you. Instances where they will begin to question the fact that, why do you need to fight for this relationship? Why do you need to fight for this marriage? Why do you need to build up yourself or build capacity for yourself? Or why do you need to become this person? Why do you need to become that person you desire? Do you necessarily need to do it? And trust me, you know, they make it look like those things that your desires, who you're becoming, what you want to become, or what you want to see yourself become, and they make it look like they are ridiculous, and that is why they begin to ask those questions. But the fact is that you are worth even much more than you could think of. God has made you in His image, after His likeness, and it means that God wants you. God has put that desire to become great. For Jesus to say, greater work shall you do. So in the aspect of people might feel like, oh, it's just miracle, you will perform miracle, but much more, Jesus wants to see you do great. Jesus wants to hear your name. You are doing great in your sphere of influence. You know, one person that I'm very sure inspires we ladies is Pastor Ibukun Awosika, you know, in the world of men, and she's now coming. You know, there was discrimination, but she proved to them that I am worth this position, and she did great. She's somebody that people want to reckon with right now. And you know, we are so stereotyped that we begin to think that, oh, is this specific people that should be here? It is this kind of people. But you know that when it comes to you as a child of God, protocols are broken for your sake, because you are worth that position as long as you have proved. Because as much as they're saying you're worth it, if you are just sitting in your house on your bed and you're not doing something to build yourself, you're not doing something to invest in yourself, you're not doing something to discover yourself, to show, to break limitations, and to show and to prove to yourself, not just to people right now, and to prove to yourself that you're really worth it, then you will not break stereotypes. And that is something that you need to understand. See, don't let anybody downgrade you and break your self-esteem to tell you that, oh, you're not worth it. Or don't let anybody tell you that, oh, it doesn't matter. This is not for people like you, or maybe because you're young, so you're not supposed to do the things that adults do. Like when I mean the things that adults do, when you're having a business, you're owning a business, when you're doing exploits even as a young person, you know. we should learn not to always follow the status quo. Like it's going to really hold us down, you know. It's so mind-blowing. It just made me to open my mind to possibilities that when you see young people, like when I mean like teenagers, they are starting something good for themselves, and it is not illegal thing, it is legal, and you see them passionate about those things, instead of discouraging them, instead encourage them. And if you can do anything to help them, do it. I can remember maybe it's 2022 or 2021, but it was after the COVID period, when we just read the news about a young boy, you know. He said during the COVID he had to start learning coding, he had to go to computer school, learn, because he didn't want to waste time. And the boy, people from China said, like, reaching out to him that, Alpha, we want you to head a department, will you come or will you work remotely? And he told them, because he understood his worth, that yes, he's worth that position, he's heading them remotely, but he also wants to establish his business. You know, if people that we see do great, you know, we talk about Wole Soyinka, we talk about Nelson Mandela, we talk about Albert Einstein, we talk about a lot of people, and looking through their background, we see that they had once failed. And one thing that I know will keep them going is the fact that they keep seeing possibilities in themselves. The fact is that if you don't see yourself become, like, before you say that I am this, then you have envisioned it, like you've envisioned it so much that it becomes part of you. And it is when you've envisioned it and you become so conscious of it that you begin to act it, it gives you boldness. You don't stay on one spot and say, I am worth it. Don't allow anybody to downgrade you. Don't allow anybody to make you feel less of yourself. Don't feel inferior to anybody. But, like, understand who you are. Understand your worth. And that is why you should not in any way lower your standard for anybody. Never lower your standard for anybody. The fact that you couldn't get that job, the fact that you couldn't get that position, the fact that you couldn't get that thing that you so much desire does not mean that you are not worth it. You are worth it. It just means that you need to work better. You need to work in yourself. Or maybe because God is forming you, God is working through some things for you. When God showed Joseph that he was going to be, that his family, his parents and his siblings were going to bow down to him, how the process went through, his brother sold him out of hatred for him. Then if you notice, everywhere God where prison, no slavery. He was a leader. He was head over everything. Prison, Potiphar's home. He was head. He was the leader. Those times were training him. God was training him. God was grooming him for the work ahead. So yes, you're worth it. You're worth it. Build your self-esteem. Know your values. Know what you understand, what you stand. See, if you know who you are, you will know your values. You will know the things to stand for and the things not to stand for. You will know the people to relate with and the people not to relate with. Not because you're proud, but because of who you are and where you're going to. Understand that you cannot just because you're a child of God, you cannot just because you know where you are going to, you cannot just be found doing anything. No, because you understand that there is a place you are going to, there is a position God is taking you to, that you are worth that position, but you need to work on yourself, you need to groom yourself, you need to work on your ability, and you need to work on everything workable, and never for once feel inferior on that journey. Never for once. Joseph, never for once. I didn't read it in the Bible that Joseph said, oh, I'm not fit for this. No, he didn't do that. He said it was good. God favored him. God favored him. And his skills and the favor of God spoke for him. And that dream he had, even though it was not looking like it was worth it, but he held on to that, to those dreams, till he saw them come to pass. Are you like Joseph? Or are you working in unbelief? Are you going to stand up, dust yourself, and say positive affirmations to yourself? Work on yourself. If you need to build skills, please do build skills. If you need to learn online, do that. If you need to listen to as many people as possible, please do. If you need, obviously, it is not an option. You need to study the word, stay in the place of prayer. That is where capacity is built. That is where traveling, that is where you begin to birth that vision, that dream. That is where they are going to be settled. Or what is that thing you need to do? Is it, see, the best way to keep reminding yourself that you're worth it is keep saying positive words to yourself. It doesn't matter what people are saying. That is why you need to close your ears to the words of people, because they are not seeing what you are seeing. All the funny thing is that the same people that criticize you are the same people that will celebrate you and tell you that yes, you're worth it. So disappoint them by closing your ears. If you keep listening to them, then it begins to kill your self-esteem, and you begin to feel like you are not worth it. You begin to feel like you're a nobody. You begin to feel like there is nothing good that can come out of you. But come on, can hey, who would have thought that an Rahab Allot will be the descendant of our Lord Jesus Christ? Who would have thought that Ruth, a pagan, because she was from the city of Moab, they were not serving God there, would become an ancestor of King David and our Lord Jesus Christ? Who would have believed that God will establish an everlasting covenant with King David, a murderer, an adulterer? Who would have thought? when you begin to say, all things work together for my good, I see possibilities. I see myself become things. I see myself become that. When you begin to, don't imagine vain things. When you begin to imagine vain things, you begin to worry. You begin to walk in unbelief. See possibilities. Believe you can do it. Believe you can become it. And believe you can achieve it. So that's the end of this episode and this season. Wow, it's been 40 episodes. Wow, it has been good. I'm grateful to everyone who has contributed to the success of this podcast this season. I want to appreciate everyone that has been listening, that has been downloading, and some people who followed us again on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We do not take your love for granted. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Bye.